Be'ezus HaMizbeach, we begin the new Hilchis Metame Mishka Meshav, the laws of that which contaminates by that which someone is sitting on or laying on, which is the fourth out of the eight halachas in the Sefer of Tahar, the Book of Purity, which Yesh Bechlol Na'arba Mitzvah Saseh, in the category of these halachas are four positive commandments. Bezeh Perot, and their specifics are Aleph 1 is Din Tumas Nidah, the laws of the ritual impurity of a menstruating woman. Beis, the second one is Din Tumas Yelez, the laws of impurity of a woman give birth. Gimel 3 is Din Tumas Zava, is the laws of impurity of a woman who has the Ziva discharge. And Dal, number 4 is Din Tumas Zav, is the laws of impurity of a man who has a Ziva discharge. Ubeidah Mitzvah Ilu B'Perakim Eilu, and the explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, where there are 13 Perakim. The first 5 Perakim discussed regarding the 4 primary categories of Avatoma. Perek Vav and Zayin discussed regarding the Tumah of Mishkan Moshe that we're discussing, that they contaminate by what they sit in and what they lay on. Perek Ches and Tes discussed regarding the Tumah of Hesed, which caused something to move. Perek Yud Gimel discussed regarding the difference between a Chaver, Tamo Chacham, and Nam Aretz, Ignoramus. So begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses those things that are contaminate and the Tumah that comes out from them. So Halacha Alf discusses regarding those which is the topic of our halachas that contaminate through mishka b'meishav, through what they sit in and what they lay in, even if it's not what they're touching or causing to move. Hazav, the male who has a ziva discharge. Vazava, which is comes through primarily illness. Vazava, and a female who has a ziva discharge, which are different types of discharge, although they come out of the same general area. Vahanida, and the menstruating woman, which is a period that a woman has from the uterus. The hayiled is the woman give birth. Kol achad me'arbatam, any one of these four av me'avas hatumas are from the primary categories, which is called an av hatumah, which metame kelim b'maga, therefore contaminates vessels by touch. Metame adam b'maga b'masa, contaminates a person by touch or by carrying. Metame mishku b'moishav, which is the halachas we're discussing over here, that's unique to these, that they contaminate what they sit on, what they lay on. Umerkov, and even what they ride on, mitachtav, what's beneath them. But Isa Ism Avatuma, and it makes even what they're sitting on, not just themselves, but the bedding, is also a primary category of Tuma. And Metame Midaf, it also contaminates, like the word Midaf is from the word of Reich Neidaf, which is like something that you could sense from afar without touching. It contaminates Midaf Al Gaboy. Whatever is found on top of the Zav, even if it's not touching him, for example, if let's say you have things in between him and the vessels, it's going to contaminate this tumas madaf. In other words, it's a lighter tumah which only contaminates food items and beverages, but not people and vessels. And that's what the Rambam first said. These things, they make them avatumah. And then he mentions umetame midaf, which is a lighter tumah that's agabah that's on top of it. Now, whether tumah a minor zava or be'echad zava gedol, we're talking about a major zava. Now, there are some important fundamentals that to explain some of the ideas we're going to discuss is that regarding a man who sees one discharge, that ziva discharge is not the halacha of a zav. Rather, that's a halacha like a balkari, like a seminal emission, which is tummy for one day, and does not contaminate mishka b'meishav. If he sees two discharges, whether on one day or 2 days, one after the other, so then he's a bona fide zav for all halachas except for bringing karbanas. If he sees three discharges, then he has to bring a karban after he's purified. That's regarding a man. A woman who sees blood one day, even many times, in the period between her nida cycles, which according to Rambam and Perek Vav Hilchos Esorah B, is very different than many of the other Yishayinim, which is a woman from the day that she has her first discharge, continues going in a cycle of 7-11, 7-11. So in those 11 days, is she has one day that she saw dam, she's telling me that one day, and then she shemeris, what's called shemeris yim, she safeguards the following day. If she doesn't have any discharge that day, she's tyra after she tyra was in the mikvah. If she sees a second day, she's telling me again as she has to be a Shemeres Yom to safeguard the third day. She's tar, she's going to be tar, which with tefillah. Now, in those situations, what's called a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, because she has to safeguard the following day, because the day before that she was tummy. Now, that's what's called a Zava Katana, a minor Zava. If she sees blood 3 days in a row, then she's called a Zava Gedayla, then she has to keep what's called Shib in the Kim, 7 clean days, and she tables at the night of the 8th day, and the following day is when she brings her karbanas. So that's what the Rambam is describing over here, that whether she's a minor Zava, or Ve'echad Zava Gedayla, or major Zava, or Ve'echad Zava Machmas Asma, whether she's a Zava, she has the flow because of something from internally, without any external causes, like Machmas Ayin, or even something that is external, something that's coercing her body to have this discharge, or whether it's a zav, which is the male version of two discharges or three discharges, because we said by one discharge, it's not going to be considered as a zav for these halachas, rather it's going to be like a balkeri, like a seminal emission, is tumas kulam shavla tamachem, all these cases that we described, they're all equal in regarding to the halacha of contaminating other things. which it's only regarding that they're the same, but there's many differences between them, as we're going to explain in the following halachas. Lacha Gimel. Ketana bas yamechad, a girl that's even one day old, a brand new baby, mitama benida, if she would have a blood discharge, she would contaminate as a nida. Hence, basasar yam, which is the earliest, if she's 10 days old, then she could already contaminate beziva, because the first 7 days, even if she continuously have blood, that's still from the days of nida and would not make her into a zava. But after day 7, if 8, 9, 10, she sees 3 days in a row, then that would be during her 11 days of ziva, and then she would become a zava gedayla. Now, when a girl reaches 3 years of age, then metama is boila, then she could contaminate the man who has relations with her to become an abatuma and to require a tumah of 7 days, like it says in the Bosom Yikra, that if a man lays with a nida, he's tumah also 7 days. But a girl younger than that, her act is not considered an act of cohabitation. And if it's specifically if she's 3 years old, if she's a nida, she contaminates the man she has relations with, Kamashi's bara, like is going to be explained later on in Perek Gimel Lacha Gimel. A boy that's 1 day old also could be metame if he has a ziva discharge. Whether it's converts or slaves or a regular Jewish person, they contaminate with nida, which is the female, and the beziva, and with the ziva discharge. Now, halacha hey, sris adam, regarding a eunuch, is a person that cannot have children, whether he was castrated by people or streschama, whether he was born like that, mitam beziva kasharbrin, he still contaminates with a ziva discharge, which is like from a type of an illness that comes through the genital area, like any other healthy people. Halacha vav, ina isha mitam b'leiva. Now, a woman does not contaminate with a white discharge, and the man does not contaminate with a red discharge. Ela isha b'leiva, rather, a woman is with red because her ziva is actually blood, but isha b'leiva, and the man with white because his discharge is. That's what ziva is by him, is the white discharge, which they're both similar to the other, like the semen of the man and the need of the woman. It's just that these are through an illness, and that's what qualifies for a woman during those 11 days ziva, which is not normal, it's not during her regular period. And for the man, it's a different type of a discharge, unhealthier, and therefore that has the halacha of a ziva for him. Now, halacha zayin, tumtum andragonis, tumtum is, we don't see any sign of gender, because it's cover over, andragonis has actually both signs of gender. So we give them the stringency of a man and a woman because it might be either one. So if he has either a white discharge like a man or a red discharge like a woman, we're going to give them that tumah because it might be a man or a woman. But for tumas of a suffix, where the tumah is out of doubt. Therefore, you don't burn, but generally if a truma kashim comes in contact with a tumah, like the ziva discharge, we would have to burn it, but we don't know. It's only out of doubt, so you can't burn it because it's actually forbidden to burn truma kashim. Only if it's possible, then you do. But we're not sure if it's possible, but you wouldn't burn it. And so, a person would not be liable for a carbon for having been tummy and going to the base of Migdash or touching Kachim, because we don't know if that person is tummy. Now, let's say this Tumtum Adreganus saw white and red discharges. So then we would obviously burn the Tumtum Kachim, because either way you look at it, if it's a man or a woman, he had either one of those discharges. But still, he would not be liable for having entered into the Beis Hamikdash or touched a kachim in the state of tumah. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Vamidbar mizachar nekevet shaleichu." From a male till a female, you have to send them away if they have their tumah, which teaches us at shatia tumah tumas zachar vaday or tumas nekev vadois. It's only if you're definitively male or definitively male that we have this halacha that you have to be sent away from the Beis Hamikdash and not go into a state of tumah. Here, where although it should seem like either way, but it's not definitive because you don't know which one it is, they're not going to have the liability of tumas mekevet shkadasha. So if someone touches this tumtum madreganus, is white and red discharge at the same time, so you would say either way, if it's man or woman, is going to be the person who touched it should be tummy from the discharge, which it itself contaminates. No, that person who touched it is not going to be liable for tumas regadash again because it's not definitive. Now, however, nagahu ba'atzmai, if the tumtum madreganus himself touched balei moedim shirah in the white or red that he himself discharged. Then he's actually going to be liable for Beis HaMikdash, where although some have the girsa as potter, one could say the chayiv is because here's actually two problems. One is the fact that he discharged, that itself would be metamim, and the fact that he touched, which also would be contaminated, which even that's difficult to understand why that would make him, if it's not definitive, but that the Rambam says, according to our girsa, that in that situation, then the Tumah Dragons would be liable for coming into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. Halacha Ches discusses regarding the blood that emanates from a woman. Sidama nida, the menstrual blood, which is when the woman's uterus is then gets her lining gets expelled, because that's why a child could conceive. And when she doesn't conceive, then that uterine lining is what gets expelled. That's the menstrual blood. Oidam azava, or the blood of azava, which is in between those periods. Oidam hayiladis, or the blood of a woman gave birth. Mitam b'cholshu b'magam masa. They contaminate however small that amount of blood is, by touch or by carrying it. Kashem says in the pasuk Miyikra, it says about davar b'nidasa, that which flows in our menstrual state, va'azavon, which flows out, which is b'piyash mulamdu, from tradition they learned that lamdu shel shemadva, that her flow is kamaya, is like her. So it's comparing the davar to the nida, which and just like she contaminates, so too is the dam. Now Kvar B'yan already explained in Perek Hef Melchus Yisur B'Halacha Zayin, but in this Nida, regarding the prohibition of Nida, which here we're talking about the context of Tumah, which today's times we don't have that, but that we discussed the blood of Nida generally in the Halachas of Yisur Nida, but they have the same parallel regarding that of the Tumah of Nida. Shechemisha Dama Tumayim B'Isha, there's five types of bloods that contaminate a woman for the Halacha of Nida. Amam Rasa Dam Yarek. But if let's say she saw green blood, Hareyutar, then she's going to be pure. Ve'indikamay ruka, and it's not like her spittle, ushamashkin, or other liquids that come out of her body, which they actually do, their tummy, and they actually do contaminate, as Ram is going to say at the end of these halachas, of this parak, because charoig misagav yetze, because spittle, which is the example used in the Torah for the liquids that come out of the woman's body that contaminate when she's in nida, that spittle, it rolls, and then it comes out. So it first builds up, and then it comes up. But here, this that comes out of the woman's vaginal area, it just flows out. And therefore, what was metame only what's similar to the spittle, and this is not similar to the spittle, so therefore this greenish blood, since not the actual dam nida itself, actually would not contaminate like the liquids of a nida. Now, if a woman has a cesarean, C-section, and the baby comes out from the abdominal wall, and now blood comes out from that C-section, so that blood is going to be avma avayisatum, it's going to be from the primary category of tum. Just like the blood of the nida and the birth and the ziva. Why? It wasn't through a vaginal birth. Yes, because shamakur says the Rambam, the uterus, the area where the blood gathers for the purposes of the woman designated for the reproduction, that area is itself tummy, and the blood that gathers there has the severe level of tummy to contaminate people and vessels. Now, however, the woman's going to be pure until the blood actually comes through the uterus, through the vagina. Meaning, she's not going to have tumma of 7 days like a nida or yaledes. She will have a tumma of 1 day because ultimately she did touch the tummy blood which came through her abdominal wall, but she will not have the halacha of the yaledes until it actually comes through the derech of the rechem. Halchiyod, now, makar isha shenekar, if the uterus of a woman got dislodged, meaning a piece of the flesh got dislodged with nafal arts, actually fell out of her body onto the ground. So isha tamei tumas erev, the woman's going to be tamei only until the evening, because she touched the flesh of the uterus, which is tamei, which it touched her when it came out of her body. And v'chei makar, so to the uterus shezia, could be tipa magalas, let's say drips, like two droplets of like pearls, which means it's like a white flow which comes through the uterus. Isha tamei tumas erev, the woman's going to be tummy up until the evening, because whatever is in the uterus is an avatuma and contaminates people and vessels, a tummy up until the evening. Aval ein nida, but again, she would not be considered as a nida achatir echem echem isha dam hametamas until she sees one of the five types of bloods that do contaminate her. Now, lochi yid aleph, hezi tipa achas, but let's say only one drop, like this pearl color drop, comes out. Then the woman's going to be pure, because that obviously that came from outside of the uterus, and that's not metame, because only what comes from within the uterus. Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam continues regarding now the ziva discharge, the flow that comes out of a man. Zoyv Yishal Zav, the discharge, the flow, which that's what Zav really means, of a Zav, of the male who has a flow, is Av Ma'avayis HaTumas Kazav. So the discharge itself is an avatuma, just like the zav, the man himself. Shemek says in the pasuk, zoyvoy tomehu, his flow is tummy. Umetame b'maga b'masav kosher, and the contaminants, whatever touches that discharge or whatever carries it, whatever minute amount it is. Now, re-reshayin shal zav, the first discharge of a man who is a zav, this ziva discharge, in umetame b'masav, that will not contaminate by carrying it, because v'adei k'shech v'zer, that's just going to be like semen, which is the natural liquid that comes out of the man, which contaminates only by touch, not by carrying. And this is ben me'ish gadol, ben me'ish katan, whether from an adult or from a minor. So too, the bedding and the chairs that he sits on, from when he saw the first discharge until he sees the second one, because he's not called a zav, only after he sees the second discharge. Like we explained the laws of those who are lacking atonement, which a zav is one of those, in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Now, Ra Achas, let's say he sees one discharge, that's Merubu Kishtam, that's as long as two, so it's a continuous flow, the amount of time that it would take to toivel and dry up, after which, Ram says in Hilchas Zavim, then Ein Tamei Ela Mesed Tiba Achrena, then the only one who causes the second droplet, meaning, because this droplet that makes him a Zav, is the second part, because what came before there was like semen, it's only that the second one, so only one who causes the second droplet to move, only he's going to be tummy, because again, the first one does not have the halacha of tumas hesed, of tumas masa, because that's only with maga, because that has the halacha like sheikh lazer. Halacha gimel, re'i rishayna shematzayra. The first discharge of a mitzayra. So although we said that the first discharge of a regular person, of ziva, is like carry, meaning is like sheikh lazer, and it's not going to contaminate with masa, but if he's a mitzayra and he has the first discharge, then metame masa, and actually will contaminate by carrying it. Krishnamit says in the Pasuk in the Midbar, it says, Kol tzirua, says all those who have tziras, v'chol zav, and every zav, v'chol tamil nefesh, and everybody's tummy from coming into contact with a dead person. So we see hareha tziru, kazav gama, we see the Pasuk is equating the mitzayra to a bona fide zav, to teach you, ma zav gama, just like a full-fledged zav. Zayvim etam b'masa, his discharge contaminates by carrying it, av mitzayra, so to the mitzayra, yes, rishayna, his first discharge, is also going to be is going to contaminate by carrying it. Lachi dalad, Rama continues regarding discharges that come out from these individuals that are tummy. So joy kazav. So not anymore the ziva discharge itself, but rather like the spit of a zav. Or his semen, which these things are not intrinsically tummy, but they're liquids from these tummy people. And so to mimiraglu, his urine. So kalech mishlashim, every one of these three things that we mentioned are avatuma dintara. Biblically, it's going to have aloha of avatuma. Umetama b'choshu b'mag masa, and it's going to contaminate even a minute amount by touching or by carrying. Because Hari Amin Berek regarding spit, it says in the Torah Yikra explicitly b'chiyarik hazav b'tar. If a zav spits on a tar person, it's given b'tama him. So we see that it contaminates. And the Meimir Yagul b'shech lazar says Ram regarding the urine and regarding the semen of the zav, if shashaliyib em tzichtzuchi ziva kosher, it's not possible that there shouldn't be little droplets of the ziva inside his urine and semen, and therefore it's going to contaminate by those three liquids. Halacha tzvav, now echad zav, whether the male zav, echanida, or whether the menstruating woman, or the yeladis, when we give birth, with zavah, or the zavah, which are the four primary categories of avatuma that we're discussing, kolechmim, every one of them, ruko yamei raglav, their spittle and their urine, av tumik zav, has the same av hatoma like the zav. Emachim kal mokum shnem malochas elo hazav. Whatever we really mentioned the zav, is echad zav, it's whether the zav, echad charaba, whether one of the other four, meaning it's all four that have the same malocha, we don't mean just the zav. Now, halacha d'zayin, tisha mashkim zav, there's actually nine types of liquids that come out of the body of the zav. Shleish mem avatoma, three of them are primary category of avatoma, like we explained to him, and they are ruka, his spittle, b'shech bazar, his urine, his semen, umemi ragab, and his urine. Like we said, those three, kalech me'ele metama odem mekeh mechoshu, each one of these three will contaminate a personal vessel, whatever minute amount that is, k'mesh bi'anu, like we explained this just before in halacha yitald. Now, shleish mem kevelat atum, but the three liquids that come out, they're only going to be like a derivative of atum, a first degree, one step down. Ve'elim, and they are dim es enoi, the tears of his eyes. Ve'damai gifasai, and the blood of his wound. Ve'chalivisha, and a woman's milk. Where kalechem me'elim kamashkin tamein. Every one of these three are going to be like liquids that became tummy. She'em atam adam, which do not contaminate a person. Amatama came into v'seifim, but they do contaminate vessels from rabbinic law, k'mesh b'an, like we explained this, which it will be explained in Perek Ches from Hilchas Avos Tumah Halacha Beis, where that halacha of Tumas Mashkin is explained. Now, Ushleish Mehem Tahirim. Now, then there's three liquids that are actually tar. Melem, and they are, as they also his sweat. Velechas Rucha Yitzman, and when there's a putrid liquid, the pus that comes out of him. Velrei, and his feces. Hare'el Ushleish Ben Azav, these three from the Zav, the Chavedav, and his colleagues, meaning the Zav and the Nida and the Yeledis, are kamaisim have the same aloha like these liquids, mishar adam, from other people that are tar, which they're not going to have any tomato. Now, kich b'niyoy, regarding his phlegm, viridoy, and his spit, and umeha afshalay, and regarding the mucus that comes out of, riri comes out of his mouth, and the meha afshalay, what the mucus that comes out of his nose, harim kurukul chodobah, they all have the same aloha like the spittle, b'chal harekim chabshub, and they consider part of the spittle, which we said has aloha like an avatama. Now, dama yitzim epi'ama, if there's blood that comes out of his male organ, or b'dam ha'shayis b'pivu, with his blood that's dripping out of his mouth. Harehim b'chlol dam ha'gavasa has the same halacha as the blood of his wound, which we said is the middle category, which has the halacha of a vlad ha'tamah. Now, ha'yemaitzitz v'reikik dam. Now, let's say he was sucking out the blood of his wound and spitting it out. It's actually going to contaminate like the spittle, which is actually like an avatama. Why? The blood that he's sucking out, it's not possible he doesn't have some of his spittle mixed in over there, and then therefore by default, because as the spittle in there, which is avatama, that's what's going to contaminate as an av, and not just as a vlatama.